Jesus.
What's up, world? Welcome back to another episode of Death by Christmas.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome to another greatest podcast. I'm your host, Neptune Jones. And today I'm joined
Wow.
by Z-Nail.
Hey, what's up?
And Wade Dollar Sign.
Whoa.
Oscar. Oh, my goodness.
Man, I am befuddled.
Oh
man, we can't even have a normal intro, bro. We've been wild for like 15 minutes.
Whoa. Ooh, how did you find that?
These niggas be talking about cheeses, bad.
No, that's you.
And shit.
No, you. Oh.
Niggas talking about whores of Babylon and shit.
You probably see my daggone the reflection in my glasses.
Oh man.
Who want to explain the cheese real quick? So we get the true story out of the way.
All right. I had some incredible cheese at work, dog. Some wine-soaked cheese. You try to put some niggas on, and then they call you bougie and start talking shit. All I did was offer these niggas. Go ahead.
Nah, you got to do the exact play-by-play.
Yeah, you put me in it. Hey, Wade, I know you like cheese. I had some good cheese. Like, I don't like cheese.
I don't like that.
Bro, as your friend, I got to make assumptions, dog. I just got to make assumptions.
I know you like cheese. Have you ever seen me eat cheese?
I was just like, it's something for you and the wife to try, dog.
I don't even eat cheese pizza.
Damn. Oh.
But yes, I will relay that message, and I may give it a try. I appreciate you,
nah,
bro.
Fuck you. Said, fuck you. At this point, none of y'all try the cheese. Delete the link to the cheese. Don't spend your money.
Wine-soaked cheese.
I'll tell other people about the great cheese.
I'm sure you will. It must have been good.
Hey, man.
I ain't never heard nobody recommend cheese to me.
I'm a first, bro. I was blew away.
Yes.
I was blew away, dog.
That's a real first.
I ain't even had to put that motherfucker on a cracker. I said, this is just a great cheese.
Cheese so good, you don't need no cracker. Come on.
What kind of cracker are we talking about?
Hey. how y'all fellas been, man?
Oh, man. Bro, I'm good now. I appreciate the laughs, dog. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, my goodness. It's
been an interesting time last, like, day or two.
That's so, right.
But, that's, yeah, I'm good. My hairline's still intact a little bit, so we cool.
As long as it's not receding, bro, you good.
Yeah, not yet.
Still got hair under there, dog?
Been wearing it's under there. No, yeah, man, it's out there. I'm flourishing. I think I'm going to get the dreads back.
Here this nigga go.
No, I really am. I'm going to tell you what. My greatest fears have come true. It ain't no coinky dink. It's going to happen twice. I be out in public with, you know, my tall little brothers, and they say, oh, he cute. And then they just look at me like, oh, you funny. You know, so.
But it's the locks.
It's the locks. You can't. I don't want to get us off topic. I don't want to. It's too early.
We haven't even been on topic. That's
what I know. But still, though, I don't even. He got a girlfriend, and this is bitches. One of my homegirls, she doesn't see this nigga grow up. So she see him again after like 3-4 years or something. He got his ears pierced now. She's like, oh, Jim, Junior's grown up, huh? Hey, shut up. Shut up. Don't be talking to me like that.
How old is Junior?
23.
Oh, she a pedophile. She grew up with you. She watched that nigga grow up.
Yeah, she did. She did see the nigga grow up. She ain't trying to put the moves on him, but still, though, hey, I like his earrings. Hey, shut up. You don't like no goddamn earrings.
That's how it starts, brother. That's how it
starts. Yeah, right.
Watch that one.
And he like your belly button piercing. Like, hey, come on, dog. What are we talking about? Come on, man.
As mutual like, piercing likes.
All right, it sound like trouble. Oh, man.
Oh, man. We all crazy.
But going into the first topic, man, I know y'all want to talk about who was the greatest athlete of all time across all sports.
Joey Chestnut. Where the D-Nail with the corn dogs.
Ain't that the hot dog eating nigga?
Oh, man. Yo. I'm offended. That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, man.
Hey, my bad. Hey, that's my second strike for the day, bro. My bad.
Got to throw a picture of him and D-Nail side by side.
Ain't no fucking athlete. He's a glutton.
Dang, man.
Joey Chestnut. That's crazy. You set me up for that one. Yeah. I set myself up for that one. That's wild. That's crazy. Damn.
Yeah. But that man, what, 13, 14 time champion or something like that? It's crazy.
Bruh.
But yeah, but on the real, I'm going to always go Jordan. But I'm not mad at like Serena or Tiger Woods. I'm not mad at that. We going older, Kareem. Not mad at that. So I got a few, but I'm always go Mike.
Okay. Damn.
I'm going Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods.
Only thing with Tiger, he didn't bounce back from losing his white woman.
She wasn't just regular white.
Yeah, I mean, she was like overseas white, but he really, once that whole scandal, like he may have won a couple more, but he was
he's still the man, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He's still the man. I feel like he's getting his swag back. Have you seen him online?
He been chilling. He been calling too.
He been out there with them young white boys doing trick shots and shit.
He out there with his kid too, ain't he? His kid playing.
Yeah.
His I think he's both like, of them. I believe.
His name Charlie or something, right?
Yeah,
something like that.
And his daughter was the caddy for him like a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
I missed that. I bet she fine.
Dog, she like 16, bro.
No, never mind.
Thank you.
Throwing the curve.
Thank you.
Oh, man. That would have been the perfect time to throw in that Kurt Angle.
Oh, I just seen the nigga Tiger Woods, though. He was doing like, they was like, oh, let's do a driver challenge. Pause. The nigga got on his knees, sent that motherfucker.
You be watching golf for real?
Well, nah, only reason I brought up this topic is because I don't know how, but on my YouTube shorts, they started showing me clips of, like, Serena and Venus playing, like, doubles. And then they started showing me golf clips and shit. I've been in the white people sports wormhole past couple weeks, and I just think golf and tennis is harder than basketball.
Yeah, it's I mean,
way harder.
You're just one person. So you responsible for all of your actions or how stuff turns out.
Yeah. Especially when the highlights come on, because like it's a lot of boring matches, it's a lot of boring rounds. But when it's on, when it's hot and heavy, it's hot and heavy.
Fair point.
I thought outside the box. I went with Kurt Angle.
Oh.
Okay.
Olympic champion.
Olympic champion, wrestler, highlights of Perk Angle, and he trended in 2024. Meme worthy.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle. Remember, yeah, what's my, remember in 3 years, where every time it came out, they told him he sucked?
Man, it's wild. He said he loved that energy, though. He said he thrived off of it.
Now I think about Brock Lesnar. He ended up playing football for like a year or two.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, they be using Brock Lesnar for racist memes, dog. Every time a champion win that's black, bruh, Brock Lesnar come and take that championship.
Dude, that's crazy.
Literally. Them niggas get 1 month as champion and he come take that shit.
There's only one way to be a big black guy. Big or white guy.
Hype and D-Nail 2024.
Brock Lesnar. Yeah. Nah, but they mopped him up when he tried to go MMA, though.
Not all the time.
Hey, man, there's a little
day. Yeah, a couple of times. I forgot he did MMA for a little bit.
Man. There's a lot left to be desired in the matches. Yeah. Underwhelming performances.
You know who was a dangerous MMA fighter, but was also a wrestler? Matt Riddle. I don't know if y'all ever heard of him.
That name sound. I may have seen a fighter too at some point.
Yeah,
he's pretty solid.
He be throwing them hands.
Yeah, and remember Kimbo Slice. God bless the dead, but you know he was out there.
That was my childhood in high school, right there.
Yeah, from the backyard out in the backyard.
Hey, he beat a dude so bad one time. All this was bloody and gone. Mm-hmm. Everybody talking about, yeah, he just needs some water. He all right. Just give him some water. Like, no, he need a hospital. He looked different.
All right, so I got a question. For $1 million, who would you rather fight? Kimbo Slice or Brock Lesnar?
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, I feel like I might can move around a little more with Brock.
Same. Y'all some pussies. Fight Kimbo, man.
All right. That's fine.
You remember them YouTube videos where people be like, I could take a hit from Kimbo, and he like punch him in the thigh or something.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's terrible.
Good on that.
He beat a dude so bad, he was like, you all right? Yes, sir. He called that man, sir. I said, damn.
Hey,
you want to keep going? No, sir.
He punched a nigga and he fell into the garage. That was one video, wasn't it?
That sound about right.
That sound right.
I think the dude had dreads that he punched that fell and all that.
Yeah.
That was a dangerous dude.
Yeah. But yeah. But y'all already know I'm going to go Mike Jordan. Kind of made the game popular outside of Magic and Bird and everybody before. But we still talk about Jordan till the day he ain't played a basketball game since early 2003.
I mean, they be talking shit about him too, though. I mean,
still bring his name up every day, all day. Who's better, LeBron or Jordan? Don't even mention Kobe no more, which they should. And then they don't mention like Magic Johnson or nobody. It's still Mike, though. He ain't went nowhere. He might be mean if you meet him, but he ain't went nowhere.
I feel like LeBron better than Mike, though.
No.
That's how I be feeling too, but I ain't trying to get chewed out by niggas. You know, niggas will pull up and shoot at you for saying that.
This is a safe space.
It is, but no. I mean, what Brian is doing over time, yeah. So we'll say like greatest career, we'll say, but he's not better than Mike. Come in, he's still year what 21, 22, and still killing. Like, that's crazy.
Still killing. See, every time they lose, they'll never even say, "Oh, LeBron didn't show up tonight." I ain't heard that in like 3, 4 years.
Yeah, that's real.
Nah, I say since the bubble, I ain't heard that. I ain't heard, "Oh, LeBron didn't show up since the bubble."
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense. Makes
But
sense.
yeah. But yeah.
But if they
Always
was
Mike
like,
through
if
though.
they was like Samurai, it's no question. It's like,
No
oh, LeBron.
question.
Who's the better one? Because we go by like other traditions, other statures, other than just rings and stuff. He's still doing it. He been doing it. Mike can't do what LeBron can do. LeBron can do what Mike can do, but Mike can't do what LeBron can do.
That's why I mean, I
He
understand
could.
that.
I feel like he could.
Nah, man, I don't
What
think
you
so.
mean, like play style or what?
Play style.
Nah, Bron just big. So he can drive to the lane and all that.
I've been small my whole life. I ain't never said,
Hell
"Oh, you
yeah.
ain't bigger than me."
No, I'm saying that's probably why you would say Bron is better. But Mike did the same stuff. Similar
No,
at
man,
his
you don't never
position.
hear Michael Jordan teammates talking about some, "Hey, Shaq, you stay right there. If that nigga move, I'm gonna pass it to you." And then the nigga move, and then he pass it to him. Then he say, "No, we're gonna do it again." That's crazy. It's a different
Who
level.
you
That's a
saying
different
Bron
level.
did it?
Yeah, you ain't heard Iman Shumpert tell them LeBron stories.
Nah, they don't.
Yeah, you got to tune in. Iman Shumpert, he make LeBron sound like Ip Man. Make him seem like a chess master.
Yeah, I can see that.
I can, yeah.
But yeah, it's still Mike. Prime for prime, I'm going Mike all day. Just off of sheer talent.
LeBron's your talent. LeBron's
Now
doing his prime.
I'm saying prime for prime. So if I get Mike in like 91 and Brian in like 12, I'm still taking Mike. If we going talent for talent, prime for prime. If I'm
You
starting
know
a
what's
team, I'm
crazy
starting
though?
with Mike.
I do feel though, if they was on opposite teams, the championships wouldn't have came for neither one of them.
Probably not.
I do think that it's the players on the team that help make it too, though.
Yeah, always. I mean, it's you gotta have a squad.
But if Michael Jordan on that Heat team, I don't think Ray Allen getting the ball.
He passed it off twice in the finals.
Twice.
Twice.
Twice. Come on, man. He
No,
said
twice the Yeah, twice to get a game winner.
man. Come on,
thing got
man.
a 33% chance of passing the ball out
Yeah.
of six
I mean,
finals.
they didn't need it until when it was needed.
That's true. That's true.
They didn't
That's
need it
true.
till it was needed.
Man.
That's true. Good. I'm taking Tiger Woods over
But
all
yeah.
of them. Now I put Roger Federer second place.
Roger Federer is that guy.
Hey, man, Cole.
He had me watching tennis for a little bit.
I say
Yeah.
Serena.
Yeah, Serena solid. Serena
Yeah,
played great
Serena's
in that.
solid.
So how
I can
y'all
only
feel
not.
about like Lisa Leslie? Trying to think. Dawn Staley was cool. I'll probably put her in the GOAT conversation. But yeah, I guess Lisa Leslie for WNBA.
I don't even
Pretty.
know. I don't even know.
Oh.
I'm like Gideon, sleep on the sidelines when
Well,
it comes to WNBA.
women's side. I'm trying to think like on the women's side. Candace Parker, there we go. So, you know.
Shout out to you for bringing up the WNBA, though. It's facts.
Yeah, they sell.
Yeah, they don't get enough credit. I'll say that.
Yeah, that's real.
I'm ready to see what Caitlin Clark do. She probably won't even go to the league.
Yeah, she might take a pay cut to go to the league, honestly.
Right, yeah. What's her actual major? Is she trying to be a doctor or something? I don't see it happening.
Damn.
What's her?
Hey, it's like her part-time job. Like, yeah, I just hoop
Yeah,
for
I just
like
kill niggas on the court.
I just hoop for 3 months out of the year.
No biggie.
And she probably would say, "I just kill niggas on the court, niggas." Good
Know who you sounded
niggas.
like saying that shit though? Cat Williams.
Uh-oh. I'll start rubbing my thighs. Balls.
Ah. Man. So who got it worse from this Cat Williams rant?
Steve Harvey.
don't know, man.
Or
Oh no, I don't say it was kind of rough.
Yeah.
I think Earthquake got it the worst.
He called Cedric a walrus, bro. That's not nice.
He said Earthquake ain't make it to the top because the nigga can't read.
Yes, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's
That's crazy.
crazy. Yeah.
Was
So,
like, yeah, he.
did y'all watch the whole thing or just like clips or
I watched
about
majority
half
of it.
of it? I saw about half of it.
I want to say I went to sleep maybe twice while I was playing.
Yeah, I mean, I think like 2 hours.
2 hours and 45 minutes,
Like
bruh.
two, like over
Yeah, I
two,
was gonna say it's pushing three. That shit crazy.
yeah.
Man, that's a Marvel movie.
That's a moot fact.
That shit for the truck drivers.
That's a good analogy, dog. I like that.
That's a long, that's a long.
Yeah, 245. But
Dang, where he's
yeah.
going in, though.
I don't think he lied once, though.
Ah, he lied once. He nigga talking
He's
about
a couple
talking about
about
he
them
read a
books and
thousand
stuff.
books. He said
3,000, but like, how old is he?
Nah.
Nah, bro. Nah. At 8, nigga, we wasn't thinking about no books at 8.
Oh, he said he
Bruh.
read 3,000 books by 8 years old.
At 8 a year.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it was like
without AR points, that's crazy.
fat.
No pizza party, no
Yeah,
nothing.
no, yeah. Oh, yeah, no.
Straight books, straight books.
Straight books for the love of the
Hey.
game, man. That's wild. That's
Hey,
wild.
that's crazy. They had a broad us to read.
They
Literally.
did.
Like, hey, you read, you take this test, you get a certain amount of points, and we'll give you pizza.
Hey, bro, I'm glad they did because some of these kids dumb as hell now, bro.
AR was popping.
Can't read
Oh,
a
yeah.
fuck. I'm like, dang.
No, they really can't.
And
Yeah,
then,
shout out to AR.
nah,
Shit,
Cat
second.
won me over when he said, you have a natural allegiance to losers. I was, boy, that was a smooth line.
He said an unnatural allegiance to losers.
Either way,
It's like all the words he said, like they didn't go together, but at the same time, they like flowed together.
beautiful.
So it's like it's not a sentence, but it sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, what I say about 30 episodes ago, niggas, the masters of the English language.
You're right.
The niggas
You
tried to
really
call him
say
out. They said, this nigga ain't running no 4-4 on the 40. Nigga went on the court and ran it.
that was crazy with no shirt on.
But the thing, bro, you know Cat Williams is fast. If you ever watched Atlanta,
You seen
that
that? Yeah, I was.
he ran down the street in flip
Yeah,
flops. Come on,
he was
bro.
really running too. He was
Yes,
really running.
in flip flops.
Yeah, man.
If you can run
So
in
it's not
flip
a
flops, dog,
stunt.
and be fast, you're gonna be fast in tennis shoes.
Definitely.
Yeah, Alligator Man.
Alligator Man.
I like how he took up for Bernie too, dog. Like it, he was just telling the truth, bro.
But Bernie
Yeah.
really might be the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't really a
That's not up for debate.
debate
That's
right
up for
there.
debate. Against who?
Who you
I
got?
mean, it's other dead people. I mean, Bill Cosby called a stand-up.
Oh, I thought you
Bill
was talking
Cosby
about
barely.
I thought you was talking about out of the Kings of Comedy.
Yeah, we were talking about.
Out the Kings of Comedy. Yeah, that ain't no debate. That ain't no debate.
Oh, okay.
But I
Yeah,
meant like all time, Bill Cosby,
you
Bernie
gonna have
Mac.
me slam my damn desk, nigga.
But yeah, all
But
time we got.
Sad went crazy at the Kings of Comedy. And that peanut butter, no jam, no jam.
That might
That
have been a
was fun.
stolen joke. It might have been another stolen joke, bro. We just don't know.
Damn, he done took it from a shotter.
That's
Took it
crazy.
from a shady war, shaky warrior. And the
Crazy.
crazy thing is that solidifying Cat Williams' story more is when he was just like, yeah, bro, you know, some of these comedians come out and the business don't really pay them like that. I just go up and give them a stack and just walk away. No thanks needed. Like, it was just hella comedians coming out and saying the same thing.
Yeah.
He gave Boosie some money. Yeah, he the hero we don't deserve.
I'm gonna go do a comedy show I
Yeah.
know he gonna be at. Here
And
you go, young
then
blood. Appreciate you.
we should go do an open mic one time, Zay.
I mean, we can. Look, I always said if I do an open mic, I ain't inviting no friends, no family.
Yeah, just bring the cheese since I like it so much.
Bring the cheese. Hey, y'all niggas better laugh. I got this fire ass cheese.
No.
Talking about the cheese is the joke itself. That's crazy.
Man. But yeah. I like when Kat at towards the beginning, Shannon Sharp was like, I can't give you no drink before an interview. And Kat was like, I've only had a sip, less than you. And he had a drink like less than you.
Hey,
Not fueled by alcohol.
he was prepared,
Yeah.
man. That's all I'm saying.
Dang.
He came there with a
Yeah.
motive, bro. He spoke his truth.
Yeah.
Can't be mad at it.
But I feel like, you know, as a black people, we got to get rid of Ricky Smiley. Ricky Smiley might have got it the worst, because I don't think anybody disputing anything he said about Ricky Smiley.
This thing, everybody that he went at never denied any of it.
Right.
Nobody denied
Yes. Yeah.
anything.
Fair point.
And the fact that Steve Harvey is bald the whole time is.
Man, so y'all didn't know that was a wig?
I knew it was a wig.
I heard it. I heard it, you know? Old Negro
Yeah.
legend type shit.
Negro legends.
Yes. Shout out to my sister. She said it looked like a microphone cover like 10 years ago.
Facts. It just didn't look natural.
Yeah, I mean, it always looked exactly the same,
Yeah.
like all the time.
That's crazy. This nigga had a unit on.
Yeah,
Full frontal.
like, and then from going to like that perfect head of hair to bald, like overnight, pretty much, just like, nah, like,
Yeah. Makes sense.
nobody's gonna do that. Like, we're gonna do all we can to keep our hair.
I did it once.
You got your hair
I
back too, don't you?
did got my hair back.
Yeah, you ain't just stay that
That's true. That's true. I thought about
way.
cutting off my hair sometimes, but then I'd just be like, people don't see me with hair for so long, bro. It won't look right.
Call him. Man, a country bumpkin. Can't talk good.
Can't talk good.
Old baby.
He called him a Mr. Potato Head too.
Did y'all see the I think I posted on my story the they did the Family Feud question and it was like name a loudmouth celebrity or something and Kat was at the podium. They had him hit the buzzer. Country Bumpkin can't talk good, Obie Capin. And then Steve Harvey popped up there. Man, that was crazy.
OBKB.
Obie Capin.
Real talk though, I'd much rather hear Tom Joyner in the morning than Steve Harvey though. I
Of
don't know if the
course.
niggas still listen to the
Yeah.
radio.
I mean, that's all I've heard.
Literally growing up. That
Yeah,
nigga still on the
Steve
radio?
Harvey. Who?
Nah, I think he retired a couple
Yeah,
years
Tom Joyner
ago.
retired.
Oh dang.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I stopped listening to the radio when it just you heard the same song in 10 minute span.
Yeah, when I started driving, I stopped the radio.
Now they used to have some bops on the radio, dog.
Y'all listen to the radio in the morning, like on the way to work?
Nah.
No.
Radio down here trash.
I
Y'all
don't
don't do
even
no
know.
prank calls or nothing.
I
Even the
don't
Jim
even know the
Rome show
station.
prank calls.
Those are kind of funny sometimes. I catch them on YouTube every now
Yeah.
and then.
The nephew Tommy prank calls be funny,
Yeah.
man. I'll listen to a podcast while I listen to the radio in the morning.
I feel that.
Yeah, I do
Yeah.
that. I gotta do music now because part the talking is like I'm kind of nosing on the way, and then after school I'm cool with the part or any part.
It depends on what kind of podcast it is. Because some of the podcasts I listen to, they be wilding. They be saying some wild stuff, and I just be making you
Yeah,
think.
and that's what I'll be trying to get, and then I get like halfway down the road, it's like, all right, I'm here talking. Let me put some bass on.
Facts.
I'm about to drive all this road. It's too early. But yeah. So, what's your favorite Cat Williams movie that Cat Williams is in?
Favorite Cat Williams movie.
Yeah.
That's a
I
good
guess
one.
I'll say outside of the obvious Friday after next.
Movie.
You got to go first.
I can't think of one.
I got repos.
How about saying? I remember that one.
You know, he was the, what was he, the boss in repos?
Was that a real movie?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a, it got actors in it. Michael Blackson's in it.
I thought that was a
It's
YouTube
a,
exclusive.
I mean, it's a hood YouTube classic.
I was gonna say, I think that would be the best one that I liked too, was Repos.
What other movie was he in?
Bro, he was in quite a few, dog.
That first Sunday movie.
First Sunday, I had Eddie Griffin in it. Him and Eddie Griffin was, they was the pimps in that movie.
That's Norbert.
Oh, that's Norbert. That's
Yeah.
Norbert.
Yeah. Shout out
Okay.
Eddie Griffin too. He a fool.
Yeah, Eddie Griffin, real funny.
I wrote, yeah, he crazy.
What other movie he been? I don't know, man. I like his stand up. My favorite
Yeah, I'm
stand up
trying to
is
switch it and
went straight to the stand
Yeah,
up. He said, "Fuck
though Pimp Chronicles is a classic.
Nah, my favorite one in the American Hustle.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
He
that's a
talking
good.
about he going shopping. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, repos. Go find Tic Tac and bring me my car.
Nah, remember what movie? Damn, did y'all see that movie he was in with it was him and the niggas from the blonde head dude from Wedding Crashers.
School dance?
Nah, it's probably the last movie he was in. It wasn't no Negro film.
I don't think that was a Negro film I just named, but all right. That wasn't a Negro film.
I was about to say Starsky and Hutch, bro.
Nah, it was. Owen Wilson was in there. Dang, it was another thing. Cat was like a hitchhiker, though.
Lonely Street?
I don't know. I never even seen the movie, but. That just comes to mind. That's the I'm saying I don't know that many movies Cat's been in, but he's got.
But if I'm naming movies, how you gonna tell me if it's the right? Yeah.
But you like cheese, bro?
No.
Oh man.
Yeah, you might be right. You could be right. It could be called Lonely Street, but. From the Alligator Man episode, right, Atlanta, mm-hmm. I think he's much better as a dramatic actor than a comedic actor.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Like, well, like...
My Wife and Kids. Kevin Hart. You ever seen him in that?
Yeah.
He was in My Wife and Kids?
Yeah.
No, I ain't seen him.
You got to look it up, bro. He was in the episode, bro. They were break dancers and stuff. Bro was wilding. Yeah, bro. He a good actor,
bro. Yeah, he definitely did. I mean, it was still Cat Williams, but you can tell, like, he was acting at the same time, but it was, like, still
natural.
Him. Yeah. It was like, this Cat Williams. And then, like, as he was talking, like, this Alligator Man for real. Like, yeah, this is not Cat. This is Alligator Man.
It's Alligator Man. So who would y'all say the better actor is, Kevin Hart or Cat Williams?
Come on now. I say Cat Williams. He versatile. It's kind of like comparing like John Cena, Batista, and The Rock. Is Kevin Hart really playing a different character in his movies?
What about that one? What about the one, though?
Yeah, I think he tries, but it's not
I think
like
it was father figure or something.
Fatherhood.
Yeah. Fatherhood. Yeah, that was a good movie.
Yeah,
I would say that was like one of the first movies that he, you know, was really different.
But did the little girl make the movie?
I feel like he made the movie. I mean, he came across as like acting. But Cat Williams still more versatile in his acting.
Yeah, Alligator Man won it over for me, so.
He does have an Emmy. I don't think Kevin Hart got an Emmy. Or Oscar, whatever it is.
Yeah.
The big one.
There might be a pause somewhere.
Yeah, that's a pause. That's definitely that a pause. Be, that was my fault. I apologize. Yeah, that was crazy.
But you know who's not throwing out pauses?
Yeah, give me a gavel.
You gonna need your gavel. This pastor's out here saying some unbelievable stuff. T.D. Jakes, man.
What are you saying? Praise the Lord.
That brother said, he said, come out the closet and stop keeping a secret and let the world know.
Come out the closet and stop keeping a secret and let the world know if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, I would have been swallowed up. Have you ever been swallowed up? Have you gone through a time of swallowing where everything was overwhelming and you were at your wit's end? That is my point of view.
And then, proceeded to say, have you ever went through a time of swallowing? Have you ever been swallowed, bruh? I'm telling you, that's the saying. That's the saying for 2024.
No.
No, it
ain't. Hey, I told you, I'm walking around, I'm asking that question, bro. Are you going? A time of swallowing. Are you feeling like swallowing, bruh? And people think it's natural, dog.
Yeah, that's crazy. I we all been going to church. We millennials, we grew up in the church house. Ain't nobody ever said that.
Nah, ain't heard that. I heard plenty of preachers.
Yeah, all kinds of metaphors. No, not that one.
Yeah.
Swallow. What do you mean?
Impressed the fact that he took a deep breath.
Yeah.
He changed up his tone in it.
Yeah, that's
Swallow.
why
Excuse me.
that's why I thought it wasn't real, and I saw I'm like, nah, this AI. Like,
Nah, it's real, brother. And people clapping in
nah,
the
this
background,
AI.
cheering. You hear
Said, nah,
somebody say, tell
this.
it, Pastor.
Now, it's some young niggas in the sound booth talking about some whoa. Whoa.
Nah, I know the drummer probably got up
Yeah.
and left. And doing drums like, man, no. That what? Swallow. What are you talking about?
Swallowed.
Oh man, yeah, that's wild.
Swallowed.
But you're right, bro.
That's
I ain't
crazy.
never heard a pastor talk like that, dog.
No.
Brother said,
So,
time of swallowing. It's crazy.
I need more context to that phrase. So maybe it can clean it
He
up.
was trying to say like he overwhelmed in the world type of shit.
He should have said that.
He should have
Have
said
you ever been
anything
overwhelmed?
else. He could have said anything else. That was crazy.
He knew exactly.
Swallowed.
It made it worse because you said, come out the closet and tell your secret.
Yeah, that was crazy. And then did you see his little sermon where he kind of addressed the whole Diddy allegations?
Yeah.
If you came here to hear me respond to that, you tried to blame it on God. Nah, God didn't send you over there.
Hey, what we say when we talk about Cat Williams, it's a lot of niggas not denying what was said. They just going past it.
Right. Tried to brush it over. Said send the offering plates around.
Ain't no way in the world someone say something about me. I'm not gonna be like, nah, bro, that ain't true.
Fact.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
Especially if
That's
it's
what
valid
Charles.
accusations.
That's what Charles
Yeah.
Dwight said about Dwight Howard.
Yeah. And
He
it's not
supposed to come
hard.
out swinging. He came out like this.
It's not hard to just make it public, like, nah, that ain't true right there, and leave it at that. You don't have to go on a whole hour long rant talking in circles. It was like, nah, I ain't do that. That ain't true.
He guilty. He can't lie in the house
That's
of the
it.
Lord. Come on
Yeah.
now. He in the house of the
Bob,
Lord.
Bob.
Yep.
That's what that is.
Swallow.
That's
I definitely would have
crazy.
that, that's not the episode title, by the way.
Hey, I was.
That's not it.
Yeah, that can't be. We can't go out like that.
No, do you like cheese or something? He stick on the
Hey, bro, that's wild. It's funny, my type of thinking, bro. It's gonna.
hey man, we go back damn near 30 years now.
Damn near.
Every person that see this shit pop up on their phone will be like, excuse me?
I would too, like, whoa, bro. Whoa, brother.
Was we talking about?
Man. So
Oh,
what's
bro.
the oh
Hold on. It would have
go
made
ahead.
it even better if it was episode 69, dog. We on 68. Oh, man,
Damn.
it would have been perfect.
Close the
Hey,
statement.
I
swallow.
I'm a swallow, man. Yeah,
What's
that's crazy.
the yeah, that's a terrible metaphor. terrible simile, whichever one it is. Dang.
What's your question, man? Before we do closing
statements,
I see you yawning.
So, what's the I yawn all day, every day. So what's the, since TDJ's talking about swallowing and all that stuff, what's the craziest thing y'all heard a pastor say in church?
That was it.
Oh.
I ain't never heard nothing worse than that.
Nah, I got a couple. I got a couple. I'll start off with the softball one. So y'all know I go to the white church.
Oh, yeah, that's every week. They saying something.
So on New Year's they let the young people, they let all the, you know, I guess the up and comers, you know, they let them do a little 10-minute little sermon, little 10-minute situation. And this one young dude, I'm gonna say his name because the pastor called him out. TJ, man, TJ, my dog. I love TJ. We was playing flag football one time, and I missed the pass. And TJ was like, "Nah, you just gotta give me the ball because I'm the touchdown king." And then he caught the ball one hand like this. I don't think y'all understand. Nick TJ, he caught the ball like this. Put up in the air, he just caught it. Just barely caught it on accident, on purpose. And scored. So I was like, oh, TJ the real touchdown king. Anyway, so TJ, he preaching up there. He said, some of y'all been going through hell all year. And it was like.
Hey, that brother was preaching the truth.
He was preaching. But the next 3 months, that was like, you know, TJ be cussing behind the pool, man.
But is that really a cuss word in church? I mean,
in that context, like, he wasn't talking about the place. That was street lingo.
No, I mean, that's kind of like a metaphor for the place. I mean, you're going through hell. I mean,
yeah, because you're not dead yet. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you're going through hell. You're in a dark time.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, that's better than swallowed up.
Yeah, that's better than swallowed up. A time of swallowing.
I heard a pastor use hell in the what the hell type of sense in the pulpit. But the drumline we had to play at Wendy's churches. So pastor just got up there. He was talking about something. I don't know what he was talking about. And he was just like, I don't know what the hell is going on. I'm like, oh, snap. But did he just say what the? Everybody looking at each other like, wait, what?
Yeah, I got some
pastors. Did y'all hear that? Now. Yeah. So yeah, he used it in the street swing.
None of that still ain't worse than TDJ's, dog.
The other one, though.
Oh, yeah. That, we gonna try.
The other one. So, you know, I go to the white church. I don't know what he was talking about, but he kept on saying, like, you got to look inward. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, within yourself type situation, right? But inward was like a phrase. Like, he, you know, he said it a lot throughout the sermon. So, you know, we go out to eat after the service. And he said, this one dude, he said, hey, you know, pastor said the N-word today. I said, huh? You gotta look inward. He said inward. He said, threw me off.
That's sick. He said inward.
Tried to get me riled up.
That's great.
Yeah, that was wild.
You said y'all went out to eat, right? Yeah. At the church?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Had a little $10 meal.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yep. A little $10. A little $10.
I bet.
Yeah. Now I remember, I may have been alive, but I remember my uncle talking about it a couple years back. But he had came to the, I guess, like to visit the church. Well, he just came like one Sunday. He talking about the pastor there, which I think the pastor may have passed away by now. So God bless the dead, all that. But his sermon title was "Cream Get on Top."
Whoa, whoa,
He
whoa.
say like, "Cream, get on top."
I know a girl named Creamy. Creamy? Yeah, that's her, professional name, if you want to call it a profession.
Hey, all
yeah,
right.
that was the name of the sermon back in the 90s. I'm sure I was born, but it, yeah, cream get on top.
Green, get on top.
Don't know what he was talking about, but yeah.
Green.
Lord have
That's
mercy. Exactly.
the
Green, get on top.
Yeah,
Say less.
he got it.
Green, get on
And
top.
get him to say, "Cream, get on top."
Oh, man. But look.
That's crazy.
Closing statements.
Yeah, niggas gotta work tomorrow.
Facts.
Well, two of us gotta work tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm off.
Not only do we got to work tomorrow, but we got to get up early to be in 17 degree weather.
Yeah, you
Well,
got to get
you
up
do.
even earlier to warm up the car.
Yeah, you do. I'm not leaving about 8:20.
Right, man.
Yeah.
Wrap it up.
No,
Damn. Thought it was solidarity. It's not.
no. Check back with me tomorrow night. But yeah,
Happy New Year, everybody.
Said the last episode.
Oh, this ain't the first episode of the New
It's
Year?
not.
Oh. Damn.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving,
Happy Thanksgiving.
everybody.
No. Happy Martin Luther King, everybody. Happy
Everybody.
Martin Luther King Day.
Oh yeah, there we go.
I hope the least amount of our black viewers had to go to work Monday.
Okay,
Yeah.
okay. Wait.
I saw I guess some schools didn't have school. Some schools didn't go to school today. Like I guess in some other states, say so somebody today was Tubman Tuesday.
All right. All right.
Also, shout out to Noah Nigga. Have y'all
That's
seen that high school player's name is
yeah.
Noah
Yeah, Noah Kniga.
Oh,
Shout out to
Kniga.
that's nigga, bro. Like we don't,
The K is silent. Kniga.
yeah, we don't say like Knock
Right.
or
They
Nick.
knew what they was doing with that family name. They knew.
Who was they? Who is
Yeah.
They don't even know no niggas. Niggas wasn't even alive when the family started, I'm sure.
They knew about niggas.
Somebody
Niggas is
changed.
relatively new. Ain't no niggas outside of America.
Look, they knew they wanted to say it and they came up with a way to do it.
It's put a K in front of it.
They tell people that that K, you pronounce that K, but they don't pronounce that K at home.
No, a nigga. I know a few.
Yes. And gonna name him Noah. Like, come on.
Come on, they
We
knew.
know
They knew.
the word play.
That was crazy. That was wild.
They knew, bro.
Nigga.
That was wild. And then RG3 to one interviewing them. I think that's the whitest part of the whole thing. Should have been Stephen A. It should have been anybody blacker. Jason Whitlock.
That ain't no blacker than RG3. Yes. I still I'm gonna watch that tonight, Stephen A. stuff. But yeah,
Oh,
yeah, shout out to Noah Cut nigga.
nigga. It's
Cut
good,
nigga.
Naga. It's not even the I silent too. I don't even know where they get this Naga from.
I heard Kaniga. You pronounce that shit like the nigga from Cars.
Ego get recruited, go to school, just like just call me Noah.
Yo, hold on. He is in college already.
He high school, I think.
He in high school. Okay, so when he go to college, it's gonna be nigga on the back of his jersey.
Yeah,
happy Black History. Come on now, come on.
Man, I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Happy Black History Month. That's what I'm talking about.
Be like Chappelle Show. My favorite family, the niggas.
The niggas. They niggas, but they spell it with nigga on.
Yeah,
they niggas.
Yeah. If you enjoyed this episode, man, go ahead and give it a thumbs up, like, share it with your friends. Y'all shouting out at anybody before this explosion?
Shout out, Caleb. You looking for DJ?
No. Oh.